Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Following his release from prison, Meek Mill was scooped up in a helicopter by 76 co-owner Michael Rubin, who took him to Game 5 of the playoffs before the game started. Now, Meek was honored with ringing the ceremonial bell. He spoke publicly for the first time after showing up at the Wells Fargo Center in Philly, and he said he's feeling great. I know he is, because the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania overruled Judge Janice Brinkley's decision to keep the talented rapper in jail. Now, even prosecutors agreed that Brinkley should allow Meek to walk free after it was discovered that one of the cops that initially arrested him over a decade ago was corrupt. Well, Brinkley still decided that Meek should remain in jail, and in fact, she is not changing her tune. Now, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania suggests that Brinkley remove herself from the case completely, but you know what she did? She hired her own lawyer, and he maintains his client, the judge, has been fair throughout the decade, and she will not step down from Meek Mill's case. Whew! Stay tuned, because the fat lady hasn't sung on this one yet. And Hollywood stars Dulé Hill and Jasmine Simon are officially a married couple. I'm so happy for them. Hill is 42. He's been on so many shows, I can't even count them all. But anyway, they exchanged their vows in a stunning photo posed at their wedding reception. And he just said the most wonderful things about his bride, who is also seen on such shows as Mom and The Resident and Sister Dirty. He said, "If I could speak all the languages of all the lands throughout the world, I still would not be able to find the words to express the fullness of my love for you." Oh, he needs to be writing some poetry too while he's at it. Anyway, and they both look so good. Yeah, Dulé was dressed up in a black Ralph Lauren tuxedo with his Jimmy Choo shoes on. And of course, his bride wore an amazing gown by Berta. I just love these stories. And as some folks are getting married, some are getting a divorce. Keisha Knight Pulliam divorced from the former NFL player Edgerton Hartwell. Well, finally, she got through all of this, and I know she is happy about it. She was awarded full custody of their one-year-old daughter, and Edgerton has been ordered by the court to pay $3,000 a month in child support. You know, he was the one who filed for divorce back in 2016 when Keisha was just 4 months pregnant, claiming that the baby wasn't his. A paternity test eventually proved that Edgerton was in fact the father, and it was discovered that he has been the unfaithful partner. He'd been dating his ex-fiancée, Tanya Carroll, over the course of his six-month marriage to Keisha. Well, Carol is currently pregnant with his child, too. Very, very messy. All I can say, Keisha, good for you and good riddance to bad rubbish, girl. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.